My sisters and brothers, today we announce the most important word in the Christian faith. It is the word Alleluia. Alleluia comes from the Hebrew verb Hallel. It is not an option, it is not a suggestion, it is a command. Hallel. It means you, all of you will praise. But our praise has a specific direction. Our praise has a specific origin. And our praise has a specific content. And that content is Yah. Yah is short for Yahweh. So when we say Alleluia, we are pronouncing a command of a redeemed people who has gone from Egypt through the Red Sea into the Promised Land, and we are free to praise God. And that is the purpose of being a human being. Because the human being is unique among all the creatures of the earth, and is defined as the image of God. That means that the human being is only fully human when we are one with God. When we are true to our nature, when we bear His image, and that means we praise God. Alleluia is a summary of the whole Christian life. Alleluia is the words that we pray when we're down and we're having a tough day. When we cough a little bit on Easter Sunday. When the kids are making too much noise. When the husband isn't listening. When the wife is maybe saying more than we can really receive. Alleluia, Lord. Because You define my life. I have a new definition. Nothing can compromise the Christian identity. And the definitive proof is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because death seems to look like it has the final word on us. All our life, death surrounds us. The forces of evil and sin seem so powerful in our world today when we look at the wars, when we look at the collapse of Western civilization. But we don't gaze upon death. And we don't gaze upon sin or the consequences alone. Because our eyes have been lifted up on high. Our eyes have been given a new place, a new object to focus on. And that's God Himself, who has been risen from the dead. And this faith is not abstract. The faith is concrete. What does it look like? What does a civilization look like where the resurrection defines the human person? What does a civilization look like when Alleluia becomes the first word and the last word of the day? What is a way of life amid suffering and sin and death when Alleluia inspires the way that we love one another and see one another? My sisters and brothers, we are in that place. When you come to Lourdes, and you see the arms of the Basilica, the church who is our mother, embracing us with all the saints, it says, this is your real home. This is who you're called to be. You're called to be one of these crowns, one of these jewels in the crown of the church. You're called to be holy. You're capable of love because you're capable of God, and God is love. And you are God's image. Therefore, you are the image of love itself. And love is stronger than death. And therefore, bring the sick and the suffering and the downcast and the lonely, and give them comfort and give them love. Wash them in the pure waters of grace. Let them know that they're not secondary citizens. That because they can't produce something, because maybe they won't get the best degree or the best job or don't contribute financially to our economy, that their life has meaning. That they're suffering because Jesus Christ has overturned the standards and the vision of what it means to be successful. It means that suffering now has value. It means that it's precious in the eyes of God. Because God has suffered. And not that we seek suffering or want suffering, but know that when it comes, God comes. And that those who suffer in our culture are particular tabernacles of the Holy Spirit and call out reverence from us. And therefore, hospitals should be built. People should volunteer to come and clean them and immerse them in the baths of the Immaculate Conception. This is what love looks like. This is what the joy of the resurrection means. This is the new definition of humanity that Jesus Christ has given us. And the church also wants that to be personal, not only geographical, because we're all going to go home after we have our days here. And so the church wants to give us a new memory. A new memory. And the readings today, when the word is proclaimed, is a living word. Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead, in the person of the deacon or the priest, he's the one who announces the word. And those who are baptized, who are conformed to his own body, you have received a particular capacity to receive his word and therefore to become living words. Living words that love is stronger than death. That truth is real. And therefore, our memories have to be reworked. Because so many different things can block what we think God is. And the church is very clear to us today. And gives us the homily of Peter in Acts chapter 10 to say, those who were with him when he was anointed in the Spirit and in power, those who witnessed his public ministry, saw him when he was hung on a tree and committed to death, and rose from the dead. This is Jesus Christ who we announce to you. And so the apostolic witness who saw Jesus before, when he was at his earthly life, at his death, at his resurrection, is the definitive witness of faith. It is the inheritance that the church wants to give all of us. And it is the living memory of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that we have received that now makes life, Christ's entire life, our life. So that Paul can say to the Colossians, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Did you know that? Do you know that's where your life is? Do you know your life is not here? Your life didn't start here. And your life will not end here. Your life is hidden with God in Christ. Just as the Hebrew people were called out of slavery and into the promised land to be in communion with God, so we have been called to a place beyond death, to go beyond sin to the forgiveness of God. And so we live in the promised land of Jesus Christ. We live in Christ. And because we are in Christ, we are in God. Because Christ is in God, and Christ is God. So our life is hidden. And that's our real life. That's our strength. That's our reference point. That's the place where our memory has to be reshaped. I am a child of God. I can choose differently today. I can live differently today. I can choose to forgive the guy who takes the last cup of coffee at the office and doesn't fix another pot of coffee. I can forgive my husband for not putting the toothpaste cap back on the toothpaste tube. More importantly, I can forgive those who persecute me and who defy and hate the church. Those who wage war on the innocent. Because my life is hidden with Christ and God. He defines my life. And if we have received a new memory, and the memory is like the fountain of Lourdes, it is the fountain of our personality. We've received a new identity. And that identity is to see and to believe.